Our first lesson today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Our second lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5, and then again chapter 14. Let us listen for the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Happy New Year, everyone. I can't think of any other year that so many people were so happy was over like 2020. With numerous vaccines being distributed around the world, 2021 brings many reasons to be hopeful. Of course, just because the date on the calendar changed doesn't mean that everything is okay or that we're back to normal. For example, I had planned to be standing behind the podium in the sanctuary this morning with all the home decor of our Advent theme surrounding me. I had thought I'd be preaching from there today to conclude our Advent and Christmas theme, Incarnation, bringing Jesus home for Christmas. But as Connie likes to remind us so often, man plans and God laughs. Surely this was the theme of 2020. So instead, I'm preaching from our family room in our house, with our Christmas tree on one side and our guinea pig Zeus on the other, and possibly a cat who will come by at some point. After one of us came down with symptoms earlier this week, our family is in quarantine as we wait for the results of some COVID tests. Yet another Advent season of waiting, although hopefully it will not last 4 weeks. We are so grateful for the worship design team, for the musicians, for Garrett, for John running the camera, and for Connie helping us make this worship service happen without Tammy or I being in the sanctuary. So often, our life's journey doesn't unfold the way we planned it or end up where we expected. As we enter this year, I would like to invite us all to reflect on three journeys this morning and what they mean for us in 2021. The first is the journey of the Magi in our first scripture reading this morning. The story is perhaps very familiar to us. Stargazers far to the east of Jerusalem and Bethlehem saw a bright star. Maybe it was the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, like we enjoyed 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was a new star in some other part of the Milky Way that wasn't on their star charts before. We don't know, but these ancient astrologers did more than just observe the star. They interpreted nature's majesty, and maybe it might be better to say that they let it speak to them. This bright new star heralded the birth of a new king of the Jews. And if that isn't impressive enough, that nature could tell them that, the Magi felt compelled to follow the star in search of this new king. And so they set out on their journey, leaving home and everything familiar behind, in search of something new and unknown. Although they had no address or GPS coordinates, they headed toward Jerusalem, the holy city of Jerusalem of Jewish people, and the center of the kingdom back before the Babylonians, then the Persians, Greeks, and Romans had conquered them a long time ago. The Magi made this journey without knowing all the details or even the risks involved in finding what they were looking for. You make the way by walking, as the pilgrimage saying goes, and the only thing the Magi had to guide them was the star and what it meant to them. In Jerusalem, they were rerouted to the nearby village of Bethlehem, where they were filled with joy when the star stopped over the place where the child was. They entered the house and found the child with his mother Mary. They honored him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Afterward, they each had a dream not to report their visit to Herod. Instead, they went back to their own country by another route. They went home. Having walked a path they could not see ahead of time, having trusted their observations of nature and what it meant, and after a common dream, they were willing to risk their reputation with Herod by not returning to him at all. Not once is God mentioned in the story. Not once does it say that they became believers, only that they went home by another way. Their lives newly illuminated by the star and where it led them, filled with joy for all that had unfolded along the way. Their experience is meant to teach us about trusting how we are being enlightened and to see where it takes us. This story also reminds us of the journey we have been on together as a church. The story of the Magi seeking the Christ child speaks to the spirit of who we are together, at least according to the results of the congregational assessment tool we took last fall. The CAT scan, as it's called, told us that we are both a highly satisfied and highly energized congregation, full of imagination and creativity, gifts and resources for both our current and potential ministries. We are poised for growth. The CAT called us a transformational Magi church. It's a fun thing to say, a transformational Magi church. We have a Magi culture that likes to explore our faith and our ministry together. We see ourselves and our church as being on a journey of discovery and action. We like to go to the edges of our faith to see how we can be enlightened in new ways. We are open to new ways of doing ministry, asking what's the next boundary we need to cross in order to see where and how God is at work. We make the road and faith and ministry by taking the journey. And like the Magi, the journey brings with it its own transformation, and our participation in God's work of transforming the world. As an example, we are not the same people we were 11 years ago when I started as your pastor. We have grown and changed along the way into the people God intended us to be. And if we keep following the star of God's guiding light, we will continue to do so far into the future. The CAT has illuminated who and where we are at a particular point in time on our journey together, so that we can faithfully discern where God is leading us next. Along with that, I hope you will go on a sabbatical journey with me in the coming year. Our church has been awarded a grant by the Clergy Renewal Program of the Lilly Foundation to take a 4-month rest from our normal routine and work. For my part, That means taking 4 months to do some soul work on my own, to rest after 20 years of ministry, and lately, very little vacation, and to find some renewal for my own faith and life. It means focusing on my own care more during that time and exploring what is waiting to be born in me next. I don't know where the road will take me, internally at least, as much as I do externally, but I need to make a new road by walking and resting and experiencing the transformation that can come with that. And also so that I can come back rejuvenated for our life and ministry together. The sabbatical journey isn't just a long vacation for me, however. It includes you as well. First of all, you get a 4-month break from me. But more than that, it's a journey for all of us to explore what rest and renewal mean for our church. Our church has had a very eventful last 5 years. We journeyed through staff transitions, major decisions about our programs and direction, a capital campaign, and a building renovation, which is ongoing. We have strengthened existing ministries and started new ones. It's time for a break, to slow down a bit, to look at where we've been and who we've become. This sabbatical time even includes a 4-month commitment not to start anything new. Instead, you'll have opportunities through worship and faith formation activities to practice rest and renewal with me, to take a deep breath and reconnect with God and one another in new ways. These 3 journeys, the journey the Magi took, the journey we can take with the CAT scan, and the sabbatical journey, all have something in common, a star to follow, a star to guide us all to the Christ child, the light of the world. All 3 journeys invite us to let the light of the world show us the way forward. We aren't simply looking for the light. In his book, The Universal Christ, author Richard Rohr writes, "Light is not so much what you directly see as that by which you see everything else." Light isn't the end in itself. Light is the means by which we find our way on the journey and experience the joy of what we find along the way. Jesus came to enlighten us in faith and life and ministry. And yet sometimes I worry that we Christians think Christmas is only about the light of the world shattering the darkness rather than the light of the world helping us see a way forward in our faith and life. I think that's why John says, "What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people." The light of Christ in us helps us see the fullness of life God intends for me, for you, and for this world God loves. The point of Christmas isn't simply Jesus in a manger. It's the birth of the light of the world who helps us see better who we are as children of God and what we are called to do as Jesus' disciples in Christ's church. So let's take a journey this year together and let the light of the world show us the way. We may not know where we are going ahead of time, but we can trust that the light of all people is in us and will show us the way to love and grace, healing and hope, rest and renewal, and ultimately, new life. Amen.